Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? It is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We give God all thanks and praise and glory for today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your presence in our lives. We thank you that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. We thank you that you have given us your Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth, glory to God, to lead us into the knowledge of all that you have given us, to complete our lives, to give us abundant life. Hallelujah. More than we can ask or thank. Glory be to God. We thank you for today, which is Thank God Friday. We thank God today. Hallelujah. It's Thank God Friday. We give God all thanks and praise. Glory to God. Thanks and praise for your wonderfulness, for the kingdom that we walk in, your kingdom that is in us, your kingdom that is in every person who has received you and acknowledges who you are in their lives. We thank you that the kingdom living is tremendous. It's good. It works out in our lives as we step into the things that Jesus has showed us how to do, as we step into the principles of life that gives us more than enough, that makes us more than conquerors. We willingly step forward and begin to be the examples of Jesus in this earth today. Glory to God. We thank you for it, God. We know that you are showing us how to be more and more in the example of Jesus as we fulfill our destinies that you have planned for each one of us. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you for all of the goodness in our lives. And we thank you that our cups overflow. And as they overflow, we can minister out of the overflowing of our abundance in our lives, the abundance in our mental health, the abundance in our physical health, the abundance in our emotional health, our abundance in our financial health, the abundance in our social health. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We give you all glory, all honor, and all praise. Thank God Friday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you all praise and glory. Amen and amen. Welcome. Welcome to Word for Today. The word for this year has been expand our minds, expand our mental capacity, expand our health, expand our social outreach, expand our physical outreach, expand everything that we are and that we look to be in you, God. Expand is our word for the year. Expand. And we have been studying and talking about kingdom living. Kingdom living is faith, hope, love. Hallelujah. Faith, hope, love is our kingdom living. We have the faith of God, our hope is in Jesus, and we love all, as Jesus has taught us to love all, that we're to love our neighbor and our friends as well as ourselves, as well as we love ourselves. That's how we're to love everyone in our lives, whether they like us or they don't like us. It doesn't matter. we're to love them so that the fullness of God in us can show how good God is and begin to break away and break out and melt away their heart of hate and discontent. Woo, we glory God for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So we have been looking at several different scriptures, but this week the last two weeks, we've been going through Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 20. And today we're going to look at verse 20, and that's the last verse in this chapter. And what we're looking at in this chapter, but verse 20 says, I'm getting ahead of myself, aren't I? First of all, I want to say that I have been reading through Ephesians 3 in two translations, the New Century Version and the Passion Translation. And so I want to, first of all, read through the New Century Translation, this prayer that Paul wrote down, that he prayed for the Ephesians. And excuse me. So I want to go through that first. So it reads, "So I bow in prayer before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth gets its true name. I ask the Father in his great glory to give you the power to be strong inwardly through his Spirit." Strong inwardly through his Spirit. "I pray that Christ will live in your hearts by faith, and that your life will be strong in love and be built on love. And I pray that you and all God's holy people will have the power to understand the greatness of Christ's love, how wide and how long and how high and how deep that love is. Christ's love is greater than anyone can ever know. But I pray that you will be able to know that love. I pray that you will be able to know that love. Then you can be filled with the fullness of God, with God's power working in us. God can do much, much more than anything we can ask or imagine. And to God be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus for all time, forever and ever. Amen." Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, let's read it in the Passion Translation. And that was 14 through 21. So, and it reads, "So I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, the perfect Father for every father, mother, and child in heaven and on earth. And I pray that God would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power." Glory to God. "Then, by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. Then you will be empowered to discover what every holy one experiences, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ and all in all its dimensions. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is Jesus' love. How enduring and inclusive it is. Endless love beyond measurement that transcends our understanding. This extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God. Hallelujah. Glory. With the fullness of God. Now, this is verse 20. Never doubt. I'm going to say that again. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. All what? All of verse 14 to verse 19. To accomplish all this in you. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you. God's power is there to work in you. Remember I told you, God's in you for you. To help you to move into the ultimate person that God has called you to be. To be filled with the fullness of God. As you learn the love of God, as you study and read and spend time with God, so that intimate love can be deep inside you. It says how deeply intimate and far-reaching is the love of God, so that the love of God can reach all those places in you. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you. Always know that God is working in you to accomplish all this. As we constantly exercise our faith in Christ, knowing that who we are, that we are the children of God, we are God's offspring. Hallelujah. Through Christ Jesus, who was the firstborn of many, that because of that, we are filled with the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit of God, His divine might and explosive power. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. That God's mighty power is working in you and has accomplished all this in you. We have to believe it. We have to walk in it. We have to study. To, as the word says, show ourselves approved. And that just means that to approve ourselves of the work that God is doing in us, that we have to begin to realize what God has already done. And as we see it in us, God for you, God in you, for you. As we see that working in us, we approve it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We approve it. Yes, we do. We approve the work in us because we see it. We are experiencing it. Remember, it says the work that every holy one of God is experiencing. As we see it working in us, as we approve it, as we see it, and others begin to see that work going on in us, it shows us approved by them, that they see us They see the work of God going on in us. They see the change in us as God's working in us, for us. It starts with us, in us. And then as it begins to flow out, others see us. So others begin to see the work of God in us. And they go, oh, okay. There's a change going on. Let me keep watching. Because we are the only Bibles that some people will ever read. So we want to be full examples of what God is doing. And the only way we're going to do that is by taking time to hear from God, by spending time in the Word of God, studying, absorbing, with the Holy Spirit showing us what God is saying to us. And as we do that, we show ourselves approved, approved to ourselves and approved to others. Glory to God. Because the Word begins to work in us, because now we understand what's going on. We understand the principles of Jesus. And as we understand the principles of Jesus and apply them in our lives, apply those principles in our lives, then it says, rightly dividing the Word of God to show ourselves approved. As we understand the principles of God and apply them in our lives rightly, because there are spiritual laws that are going to work whether we work them or not. They're going to work in our lives. If we follow those spiritual principles, knowingly or unknowingly, they're going to work. Just like gravity works. If we drop something, it's going to the ground, because that's how gravity works. Whether we know it, whether we understand the principles of gravity or not. The principles of thrust is going to work, whether we understand them or not. There are people who do understand it, but maybe we don't understand. But if we get in a plane, we are experiencing the principles of thrust and lift, even if we don't understand it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we want to be knowledgeable of the principles, the spiritual principles at work in our lives, so that we are working them. We are working them knowledgeable, and that shows us approved, that we are students, and that we are students of the Lord and hearing what God has to say and understanding what God is saying. And we are working the principles in our lives, and we're showing that they work as we work them. And then others will be able to receive from us. Glory. But we have to take that time to spend time with the Lord, to spend time in the Word, to spend time allowing the Holy Spirit to well up in us and show us the way that Jesus showed us, that the way that Jesus walked, the way that Jesus talked, the way that Jesus dealt with people. And as we learn those things and apply them in our lives, we begin to see the change in us. And as we see the change, you know, others are going to begin to see the change also. And as they see the change, they will begin to want to know what you know and how you know that. And that is where the overflowing ministers to other people, because now we're filled with the fullness of God. Our cup is overflowing and we're ministering out of that overflow. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. Never doubt God's mighty power working in you, transforming you, because you are participating with God. You are taking the time to read and to study and to pray and to hear. When you begin to participate, when you start using your faith, consistently using your faith, the life of Christ is released deep inside you. And all this begins to start taking place and taking shape as the love of God, the most powerful, begins to work. Never doubt it. Never, ever doubt it. I don't care what's going on in your life. I don't care what situation you find yourself in. I don't care what is going on, what's causing anything. It doesn't matter because God is at work. God's mighty power is at work in you to accomplish all this. You have to believe it and stay with it and know that God, just tell yourself, God loves me and that God is the perfect father of every person on this planet. And because God is a perfect father, he loves me. He's not going to hurt me. He's not going to abuse me. He's not going to see me at loss. He's not going to not make sure I have what I need. Believe it with everything you are, with every thought. Remember what it said, love God with all your heart and with every thought, with all your strength and with everything that you are. Believe God. Believe the love of God in you. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you to accomplish all this. I love you. I love you. I love you. And you know what? Jesus loves you so much more. Glory. Receive it. And I'll talk with you tomorrow. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4 verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate your support. I thank you for your time, And may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.